AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's strategy in the Middle East paid off.
There was a ceasefire in 11 days. That was one-fifth of the length of time of the 2014 conflict, with far fewer lives lost. This was accomplished in part because of intensive, quiet diplomacy, where we did not make him or leaders in the United States the centerpieces of this effort.
The ceasefire faced an early test when clashes broke out between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police following Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, sacred to Jews and Muslims. New York's Attorney General Letitia James says her office is helping with a criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump.
Two of our assistant attorney generals have been cross-designated as district attorneys.
James's office is also continuing its ongoing civil investigation into the Trump Organization. Police say a boy seated in the back seat of his mother's car on a Southern California freeway was shot to death by another driver. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with California Highway Patrol.
Her 6-year-old boy was seated in the rear passenger seat in the booster seat. There was some type of road rage incident. Unfortunately, the boy in the back seat was shot.
The freeway was shut down for hours as about a dozen investigators slowly walked the lanes looking for evidence. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus cases keep going down.
Our 7-day average is about 27,700 cases per day. This represents yet another decrease of more than 19% from the prior 7-day average, and also marks the second day in a row where our 7-day average is less than 30,000 cases per day.
The White House has put forward a $1.7 trillion infrastructure counteroffer to Senate Republicans. The original plan is for $2.3 trillion. This is AP News. Millions of Johnson & Johnson shots are headed for poor nations.
The Vaccines Alliance, Gavi, has signed an agreement to buy 200 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine in a boost to the UN-backed initiative to distribute vaccines to poor countries. Gavi says the deal is made with the goal of the 200 million vaccines being made available this year. Earlier this week, the UN initiative known as COVAX suffered a major setback when its biggest supplier, the Serum Institute of India, announced it would not be supplying any more vaccines until the end of the year in order to deal with the explosive situation on the subcontinent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is telling Germans to behave responsibly as large parts of the country relax more restrictions at the start of the Pentecost weekend. Beer gardens, cafes, and restaurants in Berlin and elsewhere started serving customers outdoors for the first time in months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.